Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this series about Caesar's Messiah. Yesterday we just pretty much glossed over what we're about to listen to or learn about in this series. In review, really quick, this is a theory that is cruising around on the internet right now. Joseph Atwill, he's got a book called Caesar's Messiah. Now he's got a movie documentary type film, also called Caesar's Messiah, The Conspiracy to Invent Jesus. And it's the idea that Jesus never existed, but rather those rebellious Jews of pre-70 AD, they were rebelling against the Romans and causing so much of a stir. And even though the Romans could really whoop up on them, destroy Jerusalem, rip their temple to shreds, and put them into submission, for whatever the case, the Flavian family decided, we're going to just invent these scriptures. We're going to come up with a Messiah. So we're going to comb through all these ancient Jewish texts, and we're going, you know, the Old Testament, the Tanakh, if you will, and we're going to find all these prophecies about the coming Messiah, and then we're going to come up with our own version of this coming Messiah. He's going to be pro-Roman. He's going to be pro-peace. He's going to be all about submitting to the Romans, you know, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, you know, these types of things, so that we can stop those Jews from rebelling. And then, just as a big joke, all right, we're going to hide various codes, as Joseph Atwill likes to put it, codes, within the Jewish war, Josephus's work, Jewish War, the Jewish War, and there's going to be this black comedy going on in the Jewish War where Titus turns out to be the Messiah. Ha! Joke's on you, you Jews. We got you there. You're going to all just fall down and worship Titus, which apparently didn't work out too well, but their psychological warfare program was that. To trick the Jews into thinking that their Messiah had come 40 years earlier, and even though most of them were alive to see it, they somehow missed out on this grand Messiah cruising around, healing the sick, the blind, the lame, raising the dead, speaking, you know, feeding 5,000 people at a time, but they somehow missed it. This huge thing went down, had everybody up in an uproar, and they missed it completely. Interesting stuff, guys. And then you have the book of Acts and that entire history being invented as well. Think that through, man. Think that through. We got all these leaders of various churches in the books of Acts being mentioned, all these different names, all these different places, all these missionary journeys that Paul went on. It's all cooked. It's all made up, according to Joseph Atwill. So that's pretty much the theory. Let's start looking at this a little bit deeper. Oh, and by the way, Joseph Atwill says this, okay? This is to all you Christians out there. Anybody who sees spiritual meaning in the words of the Bible are being played for a fool. Huh. All right. Well, we'll find out about that. I mentioned yesterday that this all happened, that these writings were all made up, according to Joseph Atwill, somewhere around 73 AD, or very, very soon thereafter. All right? So, if one could demonstrate that Christianity existed before 73 AD, his entire theory falls to pieces. And yes, you can. For example, Tacitus. A Roman historian, Tacitus, was not pro-Christian. Writing in about 64 AD, he says this. He says, and I've read this before in previous podcasts, he says, consequently, to get rid of the report, Nero fastened the guilt and inflicted the most exquisite tortures on a class hated for their abominations, called Christians by the populace. Christus, for whom the name had its origin, suffered the extreme penalty during the reign of Tiberius at the hands of one of our procurators, Pontius Pilate, and a most mischievous superstition thus checked for the moment, again broke out not only in Judea, the first source of the evil, but even in Rome, where all things hideous and shameful from every part of the world find their center and become popular. Accordingly, an arrest was first made of all who pleaded guilty. Then, upon their information, an immense multitude was convicted. Not so much of the crime of firing the city, speaking about, you know, how Nero blamed the Christians for burning down the city. But anyway, going on, as of hatred against mankind, mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished, or were nailed to crosses, or were doomed to the flames and burnt to serve as a nightly illumination when daylight had expired. Nero offered his gardens for the spectacle and was exhibiting a show in the circus while he mingled with the people in the dress of a charioteer or stood aloft on a car. Hence, even for criminals who deserved extreme and exemplary punishment, there arose a feeling of compassion, for it was not, as it seemed, for the public good, but to glut one man's cruelty that they were being destroyed. Guys, that's 64 AD. That's 10 years, pretty much 10 years before this theory was this concoction was cooked up. Now, guys, again, we're seeing Christianity as something rooted in history. There are names, there are places, there are specific events that go down at specific times in the Gospels and throughout the book of Acts. And by the way, the rest of the epistles in the New Testament have events mentioned in them as well, and places that all can be checked. It was rooted in real history that you could check up on. And we don't have a single Jewish writing that comes out and says, I don't know what's going on here with this Jesus guy, but all these Romans keep trying to tell us our Messiah came, and I don't get it, because I was there at the time, and I don't know anybody who has seen this stuff going down. Those accounts don't exist. They don't exist. What about the writings of Paul and the other writings in the New Testament that I pretty much mentioned there? Guys, man alive, we got so many scholars who are looking at Paul's writings and dating them back to before 66 AD, some of them all the way back to like 55 AD, and certainly long before 70 AD. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you know, that long drawn out awesome testimony, a version of the gospel, if you will, from Paul, talking about all these different people that got to see Jesus. Well, 1 Corinthians, he wrote that in Ephesus during his third missionary journey. Okay? And he was in Ephesus, and he ended up having to appear before the Roman governor Gallio. And this takes place in Acts chapter 18, verses 12 through 17. Now, this was probably at about 51 AD. Because Gallio, we know that Gallio was serving from 51 to 53 AD. We've even found a statue with an inscription that's told us so much. So we know that this writing goes back to right about that time. Now, you know, Joseph Atwill is going to say, well, yeah, we wrote that in there. We had that all cooked in and made sure that it fit. And my response to that would be, again, there are so many events in the book of Acts and in the Gospels, many of which really push closer to that 73 AD mark, okay, getting closer, really bringing those years close in, where you're going to have a ton. I mean, only the really young are not going to know what's going on. You're going to have a ton of people going, this never happened. these leaders that are leaders of these various Christian churches, they don't even exist. There's no churches in Jerusalem. There's no church in Antioch. You know what I'm saying, guys? There would be such an uproar amongst the Jews. They'd be like, are you kidding me? Do you really think we're that stupid? But no. At-Will wants us to believe that this was all made up, cooked up by Josephus and some other writers that were hired by the Flavians to throw one over on the Jews. We have people like Suetonius. Now, he's writing in 115 A.D. Now, this is a little bit later, but okay. He says things like this: as the Jews were making constant disturbances at the instigation of Christus, he expelled them from Rome. Another one. He says, punishment by Nero was inflicted on the Christians, a class of men given to a new and mischievous superstition. I got another quote here coming up probably tomorrow on Pliny the Younger, talking about the persecution of the Christians. And yes, it's still, 113 to 115 AD. But guys, this is shortly after this whole supposed conspiracy theory was cooked up. And we've got this huge movement already going because Christianity it started a long time before this. But of course, At-Will wants us to believe that this was somehow swallowed by the Jews, and this movement just exploded and got huge. And so those Romans, now they can use this religion to control the masses and use this religion to start wars, apparently, according to Joseph At-Will. All right, guys, these believers, they were willing to die for what they knew to be true. All right, we have so many accounts of martyrs for the faith. People, even secular accounts of people describing the horrific ways that believers were subjected to death. All right, these believers, all they had to do was repent and say, okay, I lied. There is no Jesus that rose from the grave. I didn't see this with my eyes. But no, they stuck to their guns and they died in these horrific, painful, horribly painful ways, and very humbling ways, rather than to desert the Messiah who they saw with their own eyes. 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Again, okay, this is the Bible, who At-Will says was cooked up by the Flavian family, but this is what it says, and this is something that you can see from Christian writings as well as secular writings to be the case. But you have these believers, and you have John saying things like this: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. He really wants you to get this point. Okay, we saw it, we heard it, we touched it. That ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. I mean, just in case you missed it, we saw it, we heard it, we handled it, and now we're telling it to you so that you guys can believe. All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, as in, go talk to them. They're still around. But he goes on, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. And so, oh man, we've got all of these witnesses, we've got all of these events, all of these places, these missionary journeys, these various pastors or leaders in various areas. Everything is testable. All this stuff, you can go back and talk to people who were there at the time. Hey, George, you know, you were there. You saw this go down. You were living in Antioch at the time. Was there some guy named James who was leading this supposed Christian church in Antioch and eventually had to get tossed off the temple? And when he hit the ground, he didn't die, so they had to throw rocks at him. You know, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We have nothing. Of course, this was testable. And no, we don't have any writings saying that these Romans are trying to push some weird story on us. Now, I'm sure Joseph Atwill would come back and say, well, all of those records were destroyed. Yeah, right. And so I'm going to stop right there. Tomorrow we're going to go much deeper and look at some more problems. There are so many problems with this theory, but we'll look at them. Friends, if you like what I'm doing with youth apologetics training, you can, and I would appreciate it if you did, share these podcasts in whatever social media avenue that you use. Share these podcasts and get them out there. Help get this message out so we can arm believers, equip believers, and let's try to get some people saved. And so with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.